Alaska Now has a more localized way of looking at homelessness data. Instead of gathering information that reflects the state as a whole, some municipalities can see their own data that gets reported to the feds. That could mean more funding for housing in some communities. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins went to Juneau's Project Homeless Connect event, where people were getting help in a number of ways.
John Ross hasn't had a haircut in a while. His hair is black with a wisp of gray feathering from the temples. He says he wants something polished, just nothing high and tight.
I was in the service. I've had everything cut off. I don't want that again.
He's waiting with three other people at the Zach Gordon Youth Center. A salon called Sheer Design is volunteering staff for the day. And so far, they've been busy nonstop. Ross has been sleeping at the Glory Hole on and off for about 4 years. In the summer, he works at Taku Smokeries.
As soon as they open up the campground, I'll go back there and I'll be going back and forth to Taku, working and having a place to stay.
He says he works the most during salmon season, even doing double shifts. But in the winter, when there's little seafood coming in, he goes back to being unemployed.
It's rough right now, so this is really, it's really good timing for me. I really do appreciate it. That's one reason I like to give something in appreciation of what they're doing for me.
He gives away tiny dream catchers, the kind you can hang on a rearview mirror. He made one last year for the woman who cut his hair. At that point, he hadn't had a cut in 7 months.
And I was really shaggy, so I really appreciated it at the time. It was a whole different person that came out of here, and I was looking for work. And a couple of weeks later, I did get some work, and it's kind of nice to look good before and while you're looking.
Just across the parking lot, more than 200 people experiencing homelessness filtered through the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. Booths line the walls of the old gymnasium. You can sign up for Medicaid, have your blood pressure taken, or pick up a pair of socks or gloves. But first, you have to talk to Jackie Triplett, or one of the other volunteers, to take a survey.
Gender, race, household type, whether it's an adult or adult with children.
There are also some very personal questions on it, like have you been a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault?
And some people want to talk more and discuss things, which is fine. It's nice to meet these people and understand their issues. I think, you know, more people would understand what's happening to these people if they came and volunteered to do this.
This is Triplett's second year volunteering to do this. Project Homeless Connect has been going on for 5. Triplett says when people sit down with her, she tries to explain why the survey is important.
We're really collecting data so that we know how the community can help our homeless population.
Every year across the United States, that data gets collected. And important policy and funding decisions are made by analyzing it.
This year, we're working with our administrator to make sure that we break it down by communities.
Scott Chambor is on the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness. He says for many years, the state complied with just the federal requirements. Alaska was broken down into 2 categories, Anchorage and the rest of the state. Now communities doing the survey can have access to that data, which could help with getting funding for housing, especially permanent supportive housing.
It's a game changer because when you're trying to plan and advocate for resources, you know, the first question is, well, what do you have? It's definitely giving communities a tool to address their circumstances.
So when did you go into cutting hair? Was it right after the Army?
Oh, no. I've been cutting hair since like 87.
John Ross is finishing up his haircut. He's probably had about an inch cut off, and it looks great. Most of the feathery white has been snipped away. Before he leaves, he hands the barber a gift, the small dream catcher.
Oh, wow. Thanks for the hair. Right on. Thank you.
And heads to the bathroom to check out his new look.
It's perfect. The length, everything. I feel better about going, even though I know I got the job at Taku, it's still, it's good to look good when you start a job. So I'm happy.
Down the line, he hopes to qualify for other jobs with the vocational training he learned about at today's event. The results of the survey should be completed sometime in May. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.